Drubblemull banged his tankard upon the table amid the applause.
That'd be a girt ballad, bringing tears to my eyes, it do.
Then it was William Mole's turn to get up and sing the Mole song. He did it solemnly in the correct Mole manner, and was cheered loudly, though this time it did bring Drubber to tears. He wept unashamedly.
Bain't nothing like music to soften a animal's heart.
Dandin was called upon. He rose and performed a newly written tribute to Abbot Bernard, accompanied by Tarquin on the Herulina.
Long may you rule, Father Abbot. Long may you reign over all. The woodlands of Mossflower and the Abbey of Redwall. When I was a young mouse, I learnt at the knee of the Father of Redwall. The lessons for you and the lessons for me from the Father of us all. In those good Dibbon days, I learnt many kind ways to be honest, strong and true. And wherever I go, I'll remember always that I learned them, sir, from you. Long may you rule, Father Abbot, over all of these creatures and me. And may we all say in our own simple way, have a happy Jubilee.
Every creature present insisted on singing the song again, with Tarquin calling out the words from a scroll. It was a huge success, though Drubber broke down completely and had to be comforted by Dante and Buxton.
Yeah, now, don't ye take on so, Drubber, old lad. It be only a song.
Hurry, don't be a sobbing now. Take my handkerchief, eh?
Several more singers were called on to perform. Duddy Quill sang the comic song, Why Can't Hedgehogs Fly? The Otter Twins, Bag and Run, recited the epic poem, Otter Bill and the Shaking Shrimp. This led to more demand for poems, and Saxus was finally coaxed up to recite the poem he had memorised in the gatehouse. Nervously, Saxus stood up, clasping and unclasping his paws as he began falteringly.
The wind's icy breath o'er the land of death tells a tale of the yet to come. Across the heaving waves which mark ships' graves lies an island known to some, where seas pound loud and rocks stand proud and blood flows free as water. To the far northwest, which knows no rest, came a father and his daughter. The mind was numb and the heart struck dumb when the night seas took the child. Hurled to her fate by a son of Hellgate, the Dark One called the Wild. You whom they seek, though you do not speak, the legend is yet to be born. One day you will sing over stones that are red in the misty summer dawn.
In the silence that followed before the applause, Storm Gullwacker gave vent to a hoarse, strangled sob which echoed amid the startled revellers.